So, coming up on this edition of Bathrop Spears Broadsides is a flashback. It's Gobble Gobble Turkey Slaughter Day, or Thanksgiving, as some would call it, here in 2022, November 24th. So, I'm returned from a brief bit of tabling at the Thanksgiving Vets Meal, where I was unfortunately an hour late, but did get a few folks to sign the petition to resist the sweeps, or at least be advised of when future sweeps are coming, which I have not heard about yet, and that's good news, but it's a little too early to get optimistic, in my view, given the massive demolition of the benchlands that happened earlier. So, what we have here is the February 14th, 2008 Bathrop Spears Broadsides show, which focused on toleration for, or making the lowest priority for marijuana enforcement for recreational purposes by consenting adults in private spaces, the California, or I should say the Santa Cruz law, because that was done by an initiative which the citizens put on the ballot and which they passed, Measure K. They created an actual commission, which only recently, I guess it was earlier this year in 2022, was a sort of formally abolished, but it was neutered long ago. And this was in the early days of the commission in 2008, though, when the commission was still had a hope of actually performing its function, which was overseeing the police department's treatment of minor marijuana so-called offenses that weren't medical, because medical marijuana had in the county been declared legal, but of course you had to be able to have a medical card, and that it was expensive and difficult for some to get. And of course, marijuana is one of the most non-toxic herbs you can imagine. Well, in terms of any kind of euphoriant or consciousness-altering herb, its toxicity is at the bottom of the scale, as far as I know. So in any case, we talked to Brian Parkett in this segment, who was facing particular problems from police who seem to be violating Measure K. We heard testimony from the vice chair and maybe the chair of the Measure K commission, who essentially resigned because they found the commission was being thwarted. I believe it was by the staff, but it has been, goodness, what, 14 years since 2008. So I'm not entirely clear. My recollection is foggy, but this audio should bring it back. Then there is a segment from Berkeley where there was a massive street protest pro and con against a Berkeley resolution to essentially declare the Marines unwelcome in Berkeley and to support Code Pink, I believe it was. I hope I'm not giving the wrong organizational name. It was a peace group, and there was sort of massive pro-military and anti-military protest. And I journeyed up to Berkeley and interviewed both sides and made my own commentary. And then finally, there was a phone interview with Brian Helmsley, who was a member of the San Jose Cop Watch group that had been keeping an eye on police behavior around Cinco de Mayo and police abuses on that day. And those are sort of the three main segments of the show. I'm hoping on Sunday, if you tune in or go to the archives, since we aren't on the radio anymore, and check out, you can also go on the net, I suppose, the show, you may find me talking about, playing a long segment of the memorial for Neotis Comedes, also known as Nick the Greek, where right before, well, it was yesterday as I record this now, on the eve before Thanksgiving, Union of the Homeless Activists organized a memorial at the town clock. And a lot of people spoke, including me. And, you know, it was one of those, we knew the guy, how sad it was he's gone. And I'm not really a big fan of memorials. I think they're, as I told Keith McHenry yesterday, and as he told me, somewhat jokingly or somewhat sardonically, well, you should have a memorial before the guy dies. And I say, yeah, you definitely should. You should value the people before they die. But, of course, you can't predict a violent murder. There is a suspect that's been taken into custody, John Frederick Burke. I don't know either Burke or Nick the Greek, the victim. But you'll be able to hear that on, I hope, getting this together on Sunday, as well as some various interviews and bits from the last few months, which I found on a recorder that I had thought was gone and was recovered. Tip of the hat to Glad Eyes Gloria, who found it. Good for you, Gloria. Anyway, I'm not really in shape to do much of a show today. That's how I'm feeling. And I'm hoping that I will feel more so inclined on Sunday. If you have any news bits, something's been happening out on the streets that you've seen, you think I should know about, or that the community should know about, please give me a call at 831-423-4833, as I usually say on these shows, pretty regularly, actually. And I will give you a call back, or perhaps we can arrange to meet. There was no HUF meeting this week, Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom, but we did have a table set up for about an hour and a half, 2 hours, actually, at the Vets Hall, where there was a surprisingly low turnout. But still good food was served. That was nice. And a somewhat rigid and annoying, if not oppressive, door policy was observed, whether you were trying to use the bathroom or walk in with your backpack or contribute food yourself. You were treated to a kind of a fire zones bureaucracy kind of thing, which I definitely didn't like. But that'll all be happening maybe on Sunday, or at least some of it, some of the discussion of how folks felt who went to the Vets Hall meal. And at least it happened. It hasn't happened the last year or two. And it's good that it's returned, although, as I say to everybody who's so pleased and optimistic about it, that that means they can, you know, hold on to their bellies or hold on to their appetites for the next 364 days, and then they can get another meal in next Thanksgiving if they're lucky. Of course, that's quite a hyperbolic exaggeration, but still, the point is that sort of virtue-signaling charities do not cover real human needs in Santa Cruz. In fact, the real need of the Santa Cruz community seems to be to keep these people who are poor out of sight and out of town. And that hasn't, as far as I can see, changed. Though we didn't get a lot of hard luck stories, partially because there were so few people that we talked to there. We talked to maybe half a dozen folks, more than that, but got half a dozen accounts, perhaps, which you may hear some of on Sunday. So check out the show on Sunday the 27th, and that is part of what you'll hear.